Cardiff.
Is Ruben there?
This is he.
Hey, Ruben, Lamar.
Hey, Lamar, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Suffering from a very nasty flu, actually. I've kind of pulled myself in it.
Oh, that's terrible.
I don't know if you got my email or not.
Got one that said you were running late and you would get on it after a while.
Yeah, that's exactly. You're actually next on the list, but can I put you on hold while I bring up your file?
Sure.
Thank you. Give me 1 second, please. Lamar?
Yep.
Cool. All right. And just so you know, on your file, I did a soft pull, so your credit's right. Actually, there's no inquiry. So I want to tell you what we're seeing and kind of go over some options. I'm also going to ask you to grab a pen.
Yeah, hang on a second. Okay, shoot.
So, and don't take anything I say the wrong way. I want to work through every issue and hopefully give Bank of Carter the opportunity to earn your business.
You're not going to offend me, man. We've had some issues and my credit's really shitty, and I understand that.
Okay. It's not how it is. This is more, it's about the business, not you personally, but it's just giving you options. So your credit off Experian is a 502. The two nasty things that are hitting you is you have one judgment from United Rentals North America for 80 grand. And one from Lincoln Lumber for 12. I don't know if the $80,000 judgment has been paid or settled. Did you do anything with that? Sometimes credit reports don't update it, even though they're paid.
Well, there was a – yeah, that's – no, there's something wrong. I got to check that out.
Okay. Other than that, actually, a lot of your accounts are what's called joint accounts, which there's obviously a second signer. But you've actually done a decent job of rebuilding your credit. I do have a few questions for you. So I saw that in 2014 you worked with a company called Direct Capital, and also where there's an inquiry from Direct Capital, and also an inquiry from a company called National Funding. Did you do any loans with them?
No.
Okay. So let's bring this up.
When were those dates?
2014.
That's weird. No, I never did anything with those guys. I don't even remember inquiries.
Okay. So kind of... Here's my thought process on the file step by step. So on the equipment financing, being a 502,
can you tell me on the United Rentals, what's the date of that judgment?
Sure, absolutely. It's September 4th, 2014.
Yeah, that's wrong. We've paid that off.
Do you want me to give you the docket number?
Actually, we got on a payment plan with them. And it took a little while, but we ultimately paid it all off.
All right, so what I can do is I can give you the docket number. Do you have a pen handy?
Yep.
It's DC1-307-234. And oftentimes credit reports actually don't update once it's paid or dismissed. So I think getting that there is not going to be like a huge, huge issue.
Okay,
it's good to
I'll say that again. DC1-307-234. Okay.
So here are my overall thoughts on the equipment financing and working capital, and just kind of get, and also obviously the business credit has a few issues, but I know you don't want to have your credit ran all over town. There's with the credit being sub 600, there's still a chance of getting this approved because the business functions, and overall your credit. I'm not trying to like pander to you. You got a really nasty judgment on it, but overall, most of your credit's actually not bad. You pay people. There's some lates and stuff, and not a lot of history after it because a few years it kind of there's a gap. But I definitely think it's worth submitting your file for that program. I wanted to give you an idea on working capital as well, and I'm going to furnish you an answer today on that on two programs. On the working capital, here is my thought, and I want to run it by you. So, give me 1 second. Give me a second. Give me 1 second, though. All right, there we go. So here's my thought with the working capital, how it would work. And have you ever done a working capital loan before or no?
No.
Okay. So, bear with me. Sorry, my system is very, very slow, and I'm very, very sick.
That's all right. I hope you feel better.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm one of those people that, like, I never get sick, but when I get sick, I feel just horrific. So let's bring this up. Sorry. You're not actually the only Lamar I'm working with, so I'm trying to sort through my emails. Okay, here we go. Okay. And I don't think I ever got the October statement, but I'd like to see it if you have a chance. So here's kind of the idea. Beginning balance, you know, $85 in September, ending balance $2,300, a lot of money in, a lot of money out. When the credit score is sub 650 and sub 600, two different programs that are available. I think you'd be offered, even though the business credit has issues, you'd be offered $150,000 to about $250,000 to start a relationship. Let me give you an idea of what these terms would look like, how this loan works, and if it interests you. And I think you said you had a lot of larger projects coming up, correct?
I'm sorry, what?
You had some larger jobs that you're doing right now, correct?
Oh, yeah. We were just looking at our work in progress, man. We just signed up $6 million worth of new work.
Okay. So the reason this program works is, or doesn't work, is basically the value it brings to customer. Basically, if they can get additional cash and do more jobs, it works. But there's a cost of that loan. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk through some programs and how they would look. And I'm going to kind of use my brain experience here to quote you, I think, realistic numbers and not overquote you. So because the credit's got some pretty sensitive issues, I think you'd be offered something in the range of either a 6, 8, or 12-month term. How a working capital loan works is this. By the way, this wouldn't be an equipment loan. This would be a loan going under your larger business because that's where the cash flow is based off of. It wouldn't have anything to do with the other business, that holding company. I'm going to quote you on a number of, I'm just going to pick a round number here, and I'm going to pick $200,000, okay?
Okay.
Put $200,000 into your account. The way you repay this loan is what's called, because it's based on cash flow, you have what's called a micropayment, which means rather than you paying the bill at the beginning of the month, it's a daily or weekly draft. So that means 21.
You know what? Let me stop you right there. I've looked at similar programs before. I've never gone down that path. I always kind of cut it off. I'm not interested in that kind of a program. It's just not going to work for me.
To be, I hear what you're saying, but to be frank, you probably haven't dealt with our program because there's a lot of customers.
Hey, are you there? Hello? Ruben.